The Whistling Gnomes of Greenhill by Don Nicholas. Once upon a time, in the heart of the English countryside, there was a hidden valley known as Greenhill. Legend had it that within this enchanted valley, mischievous whistling gnomes made their homes. Green meadows, sparkling streams, and the sweet scent of wildflowers welcomed those fortunate enough to stumble upon this magical realm. In the nearby village, tales of Greenhill were whispered among the villagers, and many considered it a place of wonder. But no one dared to venture too far, fearing the unpredictable antics of the whistling gnomes. One sunny morning, a curious traveler named Oliver found himself at the edge of Greenhill. Oliver had once lived a life of mischief and thievery on the crowded streets of London, but a change of heart had led him to leave the city in search of a better life. As he stood at the entrance of Greenhill, he heard faint melodies of whistling carried by the gentle breeze. Intrigued, Oliver decided to explore the hidden valley. As he ventured deeper, the melodies grew louder, and he soon found himself surrounded by a group of lively whistling gnomes. These small creatures with pointed hats and mischievous grins seemed to be the guardians of Greenhill's magical essence. The gnomes, recognizing Oliver's arrival, welcomed him with mischievous glints in their eyes. They challenged him to a friendly whistling contest, each gnome showcasing its unique tunes and rhythms. Oliver, though a novice in the art of whistling, joined in with gusto, and soon the valley echoed with a harmonious blend of human and gnome melodies. As the contest reached its peak, a wise old gnome named Thistle approached Oliver. With a twinkle in his eye, Thistle spoke, "Young wanderer, your presence has brought joy to Greenhill, but with joy comes responsibility. Will you be the guardian of our valley, ensuring the magic lives on for generations to come?" Oliver, moved by the gnome's hospitality, agreed without hesitation. From that day forward, he dedicated himself to preserving the enchantment of Greenhill. He repaired the little gnome homes, planted magical seeds that blossomed into vibrant flowers, and even taught the gnomes some new tunes. As the guardian of Greenhill, Oliver found a sense of purpose that he had never experienced before. No longer confined to the shadows of city streets, he reveled in the laughter and merriment of the whistling gnomes. His days were filled with shared adventures, magical discoveries, and the joy of making a positive impact on the world around him. In Greenhill, Oliver discovered a new family among the whistling gnomes, and together they celebrated life's wonders in the most delightful way. And so, in the heart of the English countryside, a former pickpocket found a home, happiness, and the magic of a life well lived.